Chicago Bulls. We'll see if those Chicago Bulls that showed up last night show up again tomorrow night, and we'll see if those same 76ers have enough in the tank to do anything against the Knicks, if the Heat can survive as well. Plenty to get into after the Eastern Conference play-in games last night. Welcome into BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chris Mack, alongside Joe Ostrowski. Erin Hawksworth will get her up and running soon as well. Just a couple minutes behind, no worries. Technical difficulties, that's why we have people who are way above our pay scale taking care of the important stuff, Joe. Baseball today, we'll revisit some of the stat leader markets that are out there as we're a couple of weeks into the season. We've got to talk about the 8-seed play-in games, both East and West, tomorrow night. Bulls Heat, as I mentioned, Kings Pelicans as well. 1 week to go until the NFL draft. Also, we'll look at it ourselves with some new mocks up on the board, and the guy who crunches all the numbers on the mocks, Benjamin Robinson of Grinding the Mocks, going to join us in about 15 minutes as well here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, live coast to coast on the BetQL Network. Watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. Seamus McGee of BetMGM going to join us a little less than an hour from now as well to give us some insights on how the books are handling what is still a busy time of year. I mean, it's not March Madness. Oh, yeah. It's not the Super Bowl, but it's the draft. It's the NBA playoffs. It's everything that comes with it, including the Sixers coming back on Miami last night, down 12 at the half, 14 at one point, 12 at the half. Embiid, 23 points, 15 boards, 5 assists. Jimmy Butler may have a more serious than it first appeared knee injury. We'll see how that turns out for tomorrow night's game. But the story of the night may be, you heard him in the highlight there, Nicholas Batum, 20 points out of nowhere. The question, Joe, are the Sixers going to have to rely on that going forward? And if so, do they last more than 5 games against the Knicks?
Yeah, a few big stories. Can we get through one game? I'm not asking a night. I'm asking a game without the lead being injury here, injury there. It feels like that's already going to be the story of the playoffs, that if you can get through this staying healthy, that you have a decent shot at some sort of a deep run. But yeah, the Butler injury, obviously massive. He couldn't do anything last night, and he was still able to put up 19 points. But yeah, after that first quarter, you saw him limping. He was talking about it, visible frustration, and tale of two halves, because it wasn't looking like it was going to be Philadelphia in the first half. Oh, big surprise. The fans are booing. They're getting ticked off. Yeah. The turnovers were a major problem. But I think you're right about Batum. Batum's just like one of those role players that I've found myself over the years. Like, there's a little bit of value there on his prop play there. With the Clippers, I would always find myself betting on him because there always seemed to be like some value there. But man, he was everywhere. Just raining down threes, massive block at the end of the game. Yeah. It's ridiculous. They were talking about Batum. The popular players, Embiid, that idea with that specific matchup against Bam about playing his unders as he's trying to get his legs back under him. Embiid's, by the way, he's not 100% Embiid. I mean,
that's my big takeaway is,
yeah,
he's playing on a leg and a half, if that, like a leg and a quarter. And that's why I said, you know, if they don't have some, if Maxey doesn't, and Tyrese Maxey didn't play poorly last night, but if Tyrese Maxey doesn't take over a couple of games in this series against the Knicks, they're not going to be competitive in this series.
It's going to be a fun one, though. That's so they install, BetMGM does, the Sixers as the slight favorite, which is really interesting. We've got one in the East, one in the West, where, wow, you got a 6 or a 7 as a favorite in the first round. It tells you, okay, it sounds boring when we say, it's probably going to be Denver, it's probably going to be Boston. We could all be wrong, but it tells you how competitive this is going to be early on. Like, it's still going to be a lot of fun because you have coin flips almost everywhere you look. But yeah, Philadelphia able to get through. They need to get 100% Embiid back soon. And then Miami's going to end up playing Chicago Miami's a favorite over the Bulls, but yep. It doesn't look like you're going to have Butler. Like that's the challenging part, especially we'll break down the Friday games, but massive injuries with three of the four teams involved.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you mentioned the Bulls. Kobe White goes off for 42. DeJounte Murray did his best. Can we just – Trae Young looks – I don't know. He's never going to be that guy. He had his one postseason where he was that guy, and he's never again going to be that guy. I think he could be a really strong number two in a spot where there's, you know – a two or a three on the roster, and I don't mean positionally a two. I mean a strong, like, wingman to a team who has a really good shooting two or three, a forward of some sort. He can pair in that situation, I think, somewhere and be part of a really good combination, but it's not happening in Atlanta. That's DeJounte Murray's team for what it's worth. It's basically DeJounte Murray and a whole bunch of nothing. But Kobe White going off for 42. DeRozan had a quality game, especially on the defensive end of the floor. The Bulls getting 2.5 at Miami right now. I don't know what that looks like when any Butler news starts to come out in the next 36 hours, but it's going to have me watching the line constantly because I really like the Bulls in this spot all of a sudden. Now, I also think that they're not going to be able to shoot like they did last night again, especially not against Miami, but it's enough to make me think, especially if Butler's out, that they might be able to steal one tomorrow night.
Advantage Bulls every which way in that game last night. And we've had a bunch of competitive matchups, you know, but this one was not, you know, it looked like for a moment, okay, maybe there's going to be some sort of a run. You know, the Bulls 3-point favorites really never in doubt. It flies over the total, which by the way, we didn't mention the first game. That got over. I didn't bet it, but it looked like, oh, man, that's a rocking chair under. That's easy.
Uh-huh.
You had all a flurry of points at the end that just squeaks over the closing number by a half a point. This over was never in doubt. You know, these two teams, just for whatever it's worth, you know, the Bulls may not be the most talented team, but they're busting their humps. They're trying to get whatever they have out of whatever they have. Atlanta, I can't say the same thing. As they end the season losing their last seven games in a row, it's like just, I don't know that the effort's there. And when you're giving up 131 points in a playoff game, I think you can certainly point that out, that there's lack of effort. Bulls shot 57% in the game. Plus 13 in the rebound category. They had six more blocks. That one was all Bulls.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll get into
injury
the...
two. Injury
oh,
two.
Oh, go ahead.
Caruso.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Caruso. I mean, he's an impactful one. Like, people might not think about it, but defensive end, when you're without that guy, and I've seen them without that guy, it's not great.
Yeah. And if it's going to be, look, if the Bulls are going to beat the Heat, it's not going to be because they out defend them, but they've still got to hang with them and slow them down at some point on that other side of the floor. And if Caruso's less than 100%, which it certainly looks like he will be if he plays at all, then that's a big dent in their armor. We'll talk more about Bulls Heat and Kings Pelicans about 90 minutes from now, a little less than 90 minutes from now here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. I just real quick wanted to circle back around to Sixers Knicks. You mentioned it. Mm-hmm. The Sixers installed as the short favorites, -115 the series line is, to the Knicks -105. I already got it in, Joe. Knicks on the series spread minus a game and a half. It's 220. And it's
game
not just cuz it's not just cuz I'm Nick being a Knicks fanboy this spring. It's because Embiid did not look good to me at all. I know he got 20 and he got his 15 boards. I just have a feeling that if the Knicks want to open this thing up at all, and I know they're not a big pace of play team, but if they want to try and do some stuff in transition and not just rely on the half court, that's going to be their ability to take advantage of the big man not even being – he can't get up and down the floor right now.
It's about Embiid on that side and Brunson on the other. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. And you know Tibbs is going to have a plan for Embiid. Yes, Knicks injuries are hurting them. So, yeah, that's going to be fun to talk about. Man, this Porter story is unbelievable. We'll get to that later this hour.
That's unreal.
Another big one.
We'll get into Jonte Porter before the end of the hour. But coming up next, we're a week away from the NFL draft, people. Let's grind the mocks with Benjamin Robinson next, right here on BetQL Daily.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.